Podcasting 2.0 for June 23rd, 2023, episode 138. We're lost on wood. Well, hello once again. You're back with Podcasting 2.0. We are the only boardroom where pillow fights are encouraged. Everything happening at podcastindex.org, the podcast namespace. Yes, the future and the now of podcasting. And of course, all that's going on at podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the man celebrating 100 years of his 19-incher. Say hello to my friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Jones.
Do you refer to the 19-inch rat?
Yes. Of course. Where did your mind go, you dirty man?
It went to 19-inch rack. That's exactly
yeah,
what
I read that on Podcasting Next Social. It is the 100th anniversary of the 19-inch rack, which seems like a long time.
It seems like a very long time. 1923, what were they putting in racks in 1923?
Exactly, like a mini steam engine?
a cotton gin?
Did you have steam engines when you were a kid? This may be something of my generation.
I think this is a little prior to me.
When I was growing up,
Did you have a steam engine kit?
You could get a steam engine and you'd mount it on with your dad, of course, you'd mount it on some wood, and then you could get all these attachments. You could get, and you'd string up, like little, I guess what kind of spring based iron belts, some rubber band belts, and you'd have these little fuel blocks that looked a bit like sugar cubes, not to be mistaken with sugar cubes, because that would really ruin your coffee. And you'd light those up and you put them in a little tray underneath. It was, of course, highly, these days I don't think you could sell them because, you could blow it up if you didn't have water in the tank, but they were really cool. It was a fun thing to have, and you have it spinning, and then you could make it, turn on a generator and turn on a little light bulb or something else would spin. Well, it was good times.
I mean, like that's back when lots of things that you did as a kid could kill you.
Yeah, like a chemistry set. Did you have a chemistry set?
I never had a chemistry set, but I had plenty of other stuff that could kill you. Like, do you know that there's that book. It was like the Golden Book of Chemistry or something like that. Mm. I don't know. There's some famous book from that, from days gone by where they actually banned the book because they were afraid that was too explicit about nuclear.
Really? Kids are going to build a nuclear bomb at home or something like that?
I'm sure I'm screwing this story up, but I mean, it was something like this chemistry book got banned because they were like, nah, this is a little too much.
Interesting. No, I had, the one that really got me started on my journey was Radio Shack's 100 projects in one. I still have it, by the way. I still have it with the manual. And so it's this big, I don't know, it's probably like a foot and a half by a foot. And it's, made of wood. And in it, you had all these components, resistors, capacitors, a relay.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, all this
keep
stuff.
Talking.
Yeah. And diodes and transistor, a couple of transistors. And you'd go through this book from page one, and it had three. So I had a kit full of wires of different lengths. You had red, blue, white, and yellow, I think. And they're all different lengths. And it would tell you, okay, and had these little springs. It was like a breadboard. You had these little springs next to each component. And so you would look at the diagram, and of course, you'd connect the wires. Okay, the blue wire goes from, the inside of the diode or the anode or the cathode. I can't remember what it was. And basically you'd hook stuff up and you start with simple things, but then you build a photoelectric sensor that would turn a light on when it got dark. And of course,
you're making a bomb is what you're making. Well, a photoelectric sensor. Is there a timer involved that would count down?
Did not have a timer, but I did create my first transmitter with this. It had an FM transmitter. With one transistor. And you could hook up your, it had a crystal earpiece, which you could also use as a microphone. And I remember, stringing a bit of wire out there and then receiving it on the FM radio in the house. And that's when I learned about antennas. Like, hey, if you make a bigger antenna, you get further. And that was the beginning of Adam's roof walking career.
Yeah. And that's when a couple of weeks later, they came and knocked on your door.
It was a couple of years later. But yeah, when I got into single sideband CBs, which we'd have to get from the States, they were illegal in the Netherlands. And I had a half wavelength GPA. So it'd be 5.5 meters on the roof. And people would hear me through their TV. Yeah, yeah. That's when people came over and said, why do I hear you on my TV? and I'd have to explain, it's actually your TV that sucks. That never went over well. You know, it's like, hey, I can come over and fix it. Because, you know, you can put what do we put in there? Like maybe some ferrite or something to shield them.
Maybe some ferrite.
shield them. Yeah, that was the beginning of my tinkering broadcasting career. I was 14.
You automatically lose everybody who's, you know, younger than, let's just say 30. When you say wood,
they lost you know me at I mean? Wood.
Yeah. they lost me at wood. Like, cause as soon as you bring wood into the equation, it's like, what?
Wood? What is up with that? Really?
What
are you talking about? Why do I lose them at wood?
I got some nails and some wood, and they're like, what is this language? I don't understand what you're saying. Is this English? I mean, no kids make anything out of wood anymore.
Remember we build go-karts?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, you get some wheels off of something, usually off of your sister's, you know, training wheels or something, and then you put an axle on there. I had a brake, which was literally a hole in the middle between my legs with an iron pipe. Like, stick it in there and pull it back. It would scrape along the sidewalk.
Speed and an iron pipe between your legs. That's going to end really well.
Oh, man. And these days, the kids, I give them a damn scream. Yeah, take an iPad, kid.
Yeah, they just go brain dead in front of a piece of glass all day. Yeah. Oh, it's a shame.
I think we should
Old man yells at sky.
That's right. I think we should bring back the... The steam engines. That was cool. They have some, there's a steam engine, like a small museum here in Fredericksburg. And I drive by it all the time. And I'm always like, I gotta go visit. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But they have the large versions of what I had. Steam engines. It was the coolest thing.
I mean, there's a thrill with things that can kill you.
Let me just point out, speed does not kill.
It's the sudden stop.
The sudden lack of speed. That's what kills.
Yes. It's also, as Newton correctly observed, yes.
Yes. Speed does not kill you. Yeah. Yeah. No, we're all so safe. Everything's safe. I'd just say. It was the golden book of chemistry, according to Gene Bean.
Oh, is that that's the golden, the band, the one
the
they
golden, yeah, the golden book of chemistry experiments. That must be the one.
I think it has something to do with nuclear, but maybe it was just explosives or something like that. I don't know.
Did somebody say boom?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I love that old stuff. I love old things.
Sorry.
Whoa.
No, that was the Isobot.
It can kill you.
Let me just point out, speed does not kill. Yeah, Isobot, not exactly right. Okay,
I brought some ISOs.
Oh, you did? Oh, whoa! Let's you know, we have a guest today in the boardroom, and I do want to bring him in pretty quickly. But let's do, because he's one of a very important person to the project. What are your ISOs? So you brought ISOs for end of show, which is good. So let's get them out of the way now. Which one do you want me to play?
I feel like more of the same is kind of appropriate.
More of the same, but faster.
Because Claire, it's Claire Daly.
It is Claire.
From Ireland.
And there's, you can play the other one if you want to.
Don't believe the hype.
Ooh, I like Don't Believe the Hype. They're both. I like Claire
that's
Daly.
AI, that's her AI clips. You know, that's her talking about AI.
I like Claire Daly in general. She's pretty good, man.
Me too.
She's a real socialist, and I'm listening to her clips. She's a socialist member of European Parliament for Ireland. And there's my horrible Irish accent. And,
that was great. I felt like I was there.
Yeah, Bono is on line two.
she's not one of those wishy-washy ones that are like, yeah, that's not real socialism. She's like, yeah, let's do this.
She's hardcore socialist. And I'm always like, I really agree with what she's saying. I'm like, how much of a socialist am I?
Well, you mean, you grew up in the Netherlands. You got to be. I mean, there's something in there, right? It's going
to
come back out.
I think the social aspect, yeah, to a degree. Mm-hmm. They've gone nuts there. Now, I think it may have been delayed a bit, but the idea was for homes under 350,000 euros, you were not going to be allowed to sell it unless the government would appoint the person who could buy it in order to get people who can't bid up the price a fair chance at buying a home.
Really?
Really? Yeah, really. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's
very interesting.
That's off the rails. Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not quite sure exactly what is going on, but I saw Stephen Bell, who doesn't know Stephen Bell, of Curiocaster, LN Beats, Sovereign Feeds,
Hall of Famer.
Music side project, and he can also wire your entire house filled with electricity. He can design that for you. He was going to be demoing the split kit live today. I saw a post and I'm not quite sure. He didn't give me any instructions, but it says, unless something happens at work that takes precedence tomorrow during the live stream of Podcasting 2.0, I'll be demonstrating how the split kit could be used during a conference. I guess he picked up on the business idea.
I always get nervous when people set stuff up like this, because then you're like,
here we go. Yeah, Stephen Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen Bell is running with the scissors. Let me see. So it's the Split Kit Lives is a link. And this is his own split kit, which means he set up this block, this value block himself. For episode 138 live, it has a boost button. It has our artwork. It has a boost button, which is not doing anything. It's not doing anything. Why not? I'm hitting it, but I'm hitting it, but it's not doing anything.
Hit it harder.
Hold on. I'm hitting it as hard as I can. I'm clicking it, but it's not doing anything. Well, maybe is he even in the... It may be something at work. Maybe the worst thing possible happened.
He got called in.
into work. Okay. He has a meeting from 11:30 to 2:30. He got screwed. Oh no. I think what he was doing is showing how you can set up. I think he grabbed the bull by the horns and say, "Oh, I'm gonna set up this live 2.0 value block." So if you're doing a conference, you can basically hit the boost and it'll switch blocks depending on who's up on stage.
That's what he's doing.
Bitcoin Amsterdam thing that we're talking about as a first test, which I think is beautiful.
So he must be watching his own socket.
Which is illegal in Amsterdam. Even in Amsterdam, you cannot watch your own socket.
Well, he's in Texas. It's not illegal there.
Sorry.
Not yet, anyway.
He's in San Antone, I think. So, yeah, they do weird stuff in San Antone. Cool.
I like how our guest, who's currently in the lobby, is also posting in the chat room. We could have just asked him.
No. Let's leave it this way. That's too funny. Okay. That's what VC do. Well, let him sit outside.
Yeah. Sweat.
Yeah. Just one thing I want to talk with you about, Spotify. They have gotten more promotion for Spotify podcasts by getting rid of Meghan Markle than by actually hiring her.
Yeah. That was the best thing. That's the best thing they ever did.
I mean, it shows you, they really don't understand celebrity. They certainly don't understand this type of celebrity, because the only time Meghan Markle and Harry are interesting is when they do something stupid.
Yeah, it was when they leave a place.
Well, yeah, I mean, so that would be one, but and it's amazing how a company, what is Spotify worth? They've got to be worth $30 billion, you think?
Market cap?
No, it's got to be less now. See, market cap of Spotify. Let me see. Maybe it's 18 billion. I thought it last time. No, 30.77 billion.
Yeah, 30 billion.
So a company with a $30 billion market cap spend time kicking people after they've parted ways. I'm telling you, they're going to get a lawsuit.
From the Marcos? Oh, yes.
Of course. Which may have been the plan all along. Again, more promotion for Spotify. But I mean, it's slanderous. When you part ways, there's usually a clause, like a non-disparage clause. It may not have been in there. I'm not sure. But when you, it's not good form. You know?
I find it hard to believe that the dude that called them grifters.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that he did that just purely on his own and didn't get the go ahead from the higher.
No, ups. I think he did it purely on his own. But I think
he was winging it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I think there's huge frustration within Spotify because what it's all about money. It's like, well, you know, and from what I understand, this Ringer guy, you know, he sold the Ringer for, I guess, $200 million. I'm sure he didn't put it all in his pocket, but he must have done okay. Maybe there's an earn out. Nobody knows, by the way, what any of these deals really are. You know, Meghan Markle has gone from $20 million to $23 million. I don't even believe that, to be honest. I don't think that, you know, people just say, oh, Joe Rogan, $200 million. There's never been any official number ever. And we don't know if it was all in stock, all at once, if there's performance metrics. You know, we don't know any of that. And now we have this, which is not good for Spotify. Well, you know, the song that was played the most of all time made less than the 12 hours. The Markles, it's like, okay, apples help meet oranges. It's weird. It makes me, you know, like, who wants to do business with Spotify if they're doing that? It's not public company type stuff, I don't think.
I think it was always a, what do you call it? It was always like they never made good bedfellows. But the Don Ostroff Hollywood strategy clearly did not fit within the pot of Spotify ethos. It's sort of like two companies that I've seen this in my industry with a few really good examples of two companies that merge, and on paper it looks like a perfect match. But you get in there and the culture of one is like really irritating to the culture of the other one.
Yeah. Roll
and
ups.
They never fully integrate. And before you know it, the thing just falls apart.
This was so predictable. In fact, when was it Price Waterhouse interviewed me for their strategy document, I said, here's what I learned. When we did this at Pod Show, We brought in the first 13, 14, 15 shows, which would be our anchor shows. Now, granted, it was a lot earlier then. It was 2006. And it was Dawn and Drew, Callie Lewis, Madge Weinstein, a number of a Rock and Roll Geek Show. And we helped all of them set up their own LLC. So they had their own company, of which we were co-owner. And we gave them a guarantee monthly amount, and we made sure that they could leave and they could take all of their, we actually wound up, those who left, we'd let them have all of their LLC back. But it immediately goes, well, those guys, did they get more than us? And then we sent a contract to Keith and the Girl, very popular podcast, and they went, look at this a-hole Adam Curry trying to own my stuff. And they read the whole contract on the air and, called me a horrible grifter. Literally the same words.
They pulled a Steven Crowder contract.
Yes, except and it was like, these guys at like a record company. Well, yeah, that's exactly what Spotify is still doing today. And it doesn't work the same. It's to say, I've done roll-ups. I rolled up 15 companies into one from my own company, OnRamp, into Think New Ideas. We took it public. Very, very hard to do. Culturally, we had guys in Denver who were different from the guys in Atlanta, who were way different than the guys in California and gals. And the only glue that we had actually was IT. The IT department would make sure everyone got their email address immediately, got a new laptop. That made people feel good. But when it came down to the business, it's different. It's all different deals. And that's really what the Hollywood model is, that the Don Ostroff, you know, people didn't understand, is you get this animosity. Well, you know, they got the, you know, so I think to me it sounded like sour grapes from the Ringer dude who's saying, you know, well, you got $20 million for doing 12 hours worth of work, and here I am sweating my balls off. You know, it's like, and this is poison. It's poison. Classic. It's poison for these companies, and it's not good. Although, you're getting a lot of, and, you know, then they, it was pretty funny. Rogan is not even mentioned anywhere. They don't even talk about him anymore, which is odd.
I want to dive into this for a second because I think it sort of hit me. So I got a couple of parts to this here. Number one, I don't normally listen to Joe Rogan. It's just not, I'm not a guy who likes interview shows typically. Mm-hmm. So, he's just not somebody I listen to very much. But I'll listen to, like, when you're on or specific people. And so I listened to the RFK interview.
Yes, I watched that. We actually watched that one on the Spotify app on Roku.
Oh, okay. All right.
Very television-like experience, actually.
Just general observation. RFK... A buddy of mine sent me a message and said, can Spotify please fix RFK's voice? And I was like, no, see.
it's an actual affliction he has. You can't fix his voice.
I was like, no, see, this is part of his superpower.
Correct.
He's difficult to listen to. So you have to pay very close attention to understand what he's saying. This is part of his thing.
Yeah, I agree. And I've been playing clips of his for years and years and years. And I've met him. I met him in the context of, it was Kleiner Perkins golf weekend or something. And he was schlepped along because it was to benefit the Special Olympics, which is his grandmother, I think, Eunice. Yeah, no, his mother-in-law, Shriver, whatever. And he was involved in that. So his voice is already kind of like that. But what I've noticed is the more he speaks, the better it gets. And it's a combo. You start to tune into him and his voice gets better.
Well, I was listening to that. So that's just a side comment. I was listening to this and then I've got a clip here. It's from that show and it's, I think it's about 3 minutes, but I would like, he starts talking about, these different mediums that have happened through the years. And he's saying how he thinks that podcasting is going to be the political medium of this next cycle, maybe into the future.
Yes.
I'm not going to win this by winning the sympathies of the mainstream media. I really think these podcasts have the capacity to change politics in this country this year. And, you know, it's interesting because in 1960, my uncle, President Kennedy, had, you know, realized that this new media called television, which had never been used in a political campaign before, was a media that was very friendly to him for a variety of reasons. In other words, it was a media that he was able to master pretty well, that people liked to see him on it. And it won him the election, which is one of the narrowest election at that time in American history. And then in 2016, Donald Trump recognized a new technology, which was Twitter, which that he could communicate in this kind of way that was unique to him. You know, these kind of sound bites, very powerful sound bite, outrageous remarks on Twitter that got him these, you know, that built him an audience, a very loyal, and everybody thought he was crazy. But he was able to take that technology and really, you know, turn it into a, and weaponize it politically.
Well, also that and the, go ahead, please.
Well, I'm not saying that's the only thing but that he did. He had a lot of other stuff going for him, but he had a new media, as I'm saying. And I think this year, the podcasts are going to be have the potential to revolutionize American politics, because for the first time you can end run the mainstream media. I mean, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, that CNN now has a viewership of, I think, something like 350,000 people a night. Tucker, when he was at Fox, had a viewership at the end about 4.5 million. So he was 10 times as big as CNN. And you at, your top, like McCulloch, I think you were getting almost 40 million or something, maybe more. I don't know what it is. But you are then 10 times bigger than Tucker and 100 times bigger than CNN. And there, there's a lot of people out there, and this is, for me, it's a good media, for a variety of reasons, and I've been able to reach a lot of people. It's a very, very populist media. It reaches people who are on the far left and on the far right, and it kind of unifies them, and those are, the audience that I think I'm most likely to. My campaign is about bringing those two groups together, the left and the right, in a populist movement, and I think podcasts may be a formula for doing that.
I've heard him say this elsewhere. I heard him say this, of course, as well, but I've heard him say it in other places. He expanded that by saying, Joe Biden's already announced he's not going to debate, which is very odd for, and not going to debate other Democrats for the nomination of the party, which mm-hmm. is really not the way the system is supposed to work. I mean, I guess you can do that. And he added to that, he didn't think Trump was going to debate either.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, and so I loved when he said this. By the way, I'm very proud that you and I started on this, to protect and extend podcasting for all kinds of reasons, but this is certainly one of them. And for that work of all the people who were involved with this project to be recognized as important as the television of the 60s is, it tickles me. I love that. What is unfortunate, and by the way, Rogan, not officially a podcast, let's be honest about it. It's a Spotify True. Exclusive, yep. Not actually a podcast, but yeah, okay. Yep. I'm not going to, excuse me, Todd Cochran, I think he totally just beat up on Rob the other day? A podcast, Rob!
their new artwork was very appropriate for that
show. The artwork was great. It doesn't really matter. If you ask me what a podcast is, my answer, and I'm not too worried about YouTube and everybody else. Fine, whatever. For me, I'd almost say it's audio now. It's not even video. The audio part is even more important, because that's really where people, a lot of people listen to Rogan on the Spotify app. The problem you get from external forces is people will not even want to listen because they've read headlines and they've been told that Rogan is a hateful, horrible, mean, low down, low life scumbag dude who is anti-science, etc. And so they miss out by not even listening to this podcast. The great thing is, and that I think is the genius of Kennedy, is he's going everywhere. I mean, we could get him on this. In fact, we want to get him in this show. We can get him on this show.
That would be a hoot.
I'm sure we could. That's what he's going to do. He's seen the opposite of his uncle, which was you stand here and all the cameras broadcast you. Now he has to go on, but he can stay in one place. He doesn't have to go in person.
He's doing a carpet bomb strategy
I think it's very, and I think you and I agree. We like his anti-war stance. That's the socialist in us. Like, we don't want war. We don't like any of this. And I think he's hitting some buttons. And Dvorak disagrees with him, Ms. Mia, but Dvorak's also anti-war, but I said, I think he's got a strategy here. Dvorak's dream on.
his message is, I forgot what speech it was, but he compares his message to, Martin Luther King, and in this way, Martin Luther King had that, you know, the speech that got Martin Luther King killed was his anti-war speech.
Yes.
Was his anti-Vietnam speech.
Yep.
And in that speech, Martin Luther King said, you can't continue to kill millions of people across the globe with your military and expect it not to have a psychological impact on the people, on the citizens of your country.
Yes, what he called the wages of war.
Yes, yeah, and when you treat other people like
enemies,
fodder,
yeah, enemies,
like enemies, you will eventually teach your own citizenry to look at everyone that way, even each other.
Yep,
and that's exactly the speech and the message that got MLK assassinated, and he's saying, I'm going to bring that message here again because the same thing is happening again. We're in the same scenario. Yep. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
It's corrupting our people.
And there's a difference. That's not what Trump did. Trump was pro-military, not pro-war, pro-military. He kept us out of the war, but he was pro-military. No one was on his ass to kill him. And I think Bobby Kennedy's doing something very brave here. He's like, look, history shows it's a dangerous position to take.
I read somebody online that was kind of sort of poking fun at him saying that he was taking precautions and that kind of thing. I think you're a loon if you think that, because if anybody out, you know, out there, if they've had two family members assassinated, you better believe you're going to be scared. It doesn't matter if it was 40 years ago or not. Yeah. I mean, or 60 years ago. Yeah, you're going to be afraid. That's kind of foul play to treat that like it's not a big deal.
But those wages of war in that speech he did in New Hampshire, I think, was spot on. It's like, man, if you're going to you do this all the time, like those guys, you know, the towel heads, the Russians, whatever, Putin, then all of a sudden you're doing it to your neighbor and you're doing it in your own home. And it's come true.
You objectify people. Yeah, you
objectify people. It's come true.
But this was the part this is sort of like what hit me, though, because he goes through that scenario where he talks about the different audience sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, okay, take CNN, 350,000, 400,000 people, something roughly like that. Now compare that to, what'd he say?
Tucker with 4 million and then Rogan with 40 cases.
With 40. So let's do that. Let's just say 400,000 for CNN and 40 million for Rogan. Now look at the profit.
Ah.
Or just the revenue of those two things. So you have two mediums here. You have Rogan with a contract of $200 million.
Give or take.
And then you... give or take, CNN's latest, I saw an article a couple of weeks ago, CNN took a hit this year. They had only
$700 million.
Only $750 million in profit.
Yeah.
Not revenue, profit.
Well, here's the fun thing.
So, but just do the math. Bring on the math there. $4 million. If you do the math based on audience size, you're going to end up if CNN loses the cable package deals and has to compete in the same playground as podcast digital advertising. The numbers end up.
They'd be dead.
They'd be dead. I mean, yeah. you're talking $10 million a year in profit.
But that's the thing. That model, because CNN didn't make the $700 million from advertising, contrary, that's only a fraction. The money is made on carriage fees. So they get a dollar per household. It could be more, but it's usually about a dollar per household from each big cable company. And that's where they make all their money from. And then the advertising is kind of bonus, except the number one bonanza time for all American advertising is the election year. That's why they start now a year and a half early, because all the money now is going to be from political ads, from super PACs, etc. And it's interesting because that money won't flow over into podcasting. It's just not in the cards. In a way, this will take this may even take money out of politics to a degree.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you have the big thing. You can sort of like word it this way. Joe Rogan is the biggest, let's just for shits and giggles here, let's just call it a podcast. Rogan being the biggest podcast, his deal was $200 million.
Yeah.
CNN, as the smallest cable network.
It's upside down, baby.
Was $750 million.
Yeah.
So if you just work that out, you're right. I never thought about it like that. You want to take politics out of the media?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Take politics out of the media.
Oh, take money out of politics. No, take money out of politics. Politics. Yeah.
Yeah. Money out of politics.
But it's organic. It's going to happen. It's organic. And people will not fall for, the AstroTurf. Like, oh, this guy's been paid, just to have this guy on. No, people won't fall. They're going for authenticity. Whether you like him or not, Rogan's authentic. He's true to his self. And you won't be able to avoid Bobby Kennedy Jr. because he'll pop up on what do you call it? He'll pop up on what's a comedian?
Like Theo Vaughn or something like that?
No, well, he might even be on Theo Vaughn, but the
comedian,
the left wing guy, yeah.
No, Bill Maher.
Well, Bill Maher is going to be hated when he has him on because,
he will. He will.
Bill Maher doesn't care, but he might have him on his podcast instead of on his show. It doesn't matter. And let's just celebrate the fact that we've made that possible, because we have. We are making this possible and ensuring that it will continue. Because believe me, if Rogan comes back to RSS, he's going to get thrown off of stuff. He might not even be able to come back to Apple. Why would Apple do it? Apple will get too much heat.
Yeah, he'll get deplatformed for sure.
Yeah. So Jimmy Dore is the left-wing guy I'm thinking of.
Oh, Jimmy Dore.
Dore. So why don't we bring in our guest today, who has been a very big part of the podcast 2.0 project. In fact, I would say he is an unsung hero because he has done so much that is just not front of house stuff, but is critically important. Now, you may know him from the Transcriptator, but if you look at the Podcast 2.0 website, particularly some of the functionality, podping.watch, maintaining the Podping NPM library, the Podcast Index API NPM module, documentation too, I think.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the boardroom the one and only Stephen Crater.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You make an entrance.
I love that entrance, man. Way to go! Hello, everybody. It's Stephen Crater.
Yeah, you're a regular Stone Cold Steve Austin. See, Stephen, I hope you've heard me say this before, but just the amount of things that you do that save me time is, I just want to thank you personally for that. It's a huge help to me. Just all the documentation, all the stuff on the website. I mean, it's like I think it and it just happens. And that is just so valuable. I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate the document having valid and up-to-date documentation. So if I can be the one to create it, it works for me.
Which is like the number one thing at every company, every project. I mean, everything I've ever been involved in, right down to, of course, developers not documenting their code, but that's what it is. But documenting what we're doing it makes us professional. I love saying to people, yeah, come on in, man. We got documentation.
We got docs.
We got docs, baby. We got docs. Where are you coming from, man? What do you do in real life? Because obviously no one can live off of what this is.
Yeah, I'm a software developer in a test group at a company in Oregon.
Oh.
So you said at one point, I thought you said that you weren't full-time developer. You were doing documentation as part of your job. Did I get that
No, wrong? I'm full-time, but I work in the test group, so we live off the docs. And so, we push the developers that create the stuff we test to have valid documentation. And so
what do you, so are you a JavaScript as your main gig?
No, I write in Python mostly.
Oh, okay. Well, how
JavaScript
have you
said been learned just mostly through this project.
Yeah. Oh, you've gotten some value back for all that work. Nice.
Yeah.
Admit it. Just like most of the rest of us, you know, you do JavaScript because you have to, not because you want to. Like that. That's so. So when you do all the React stuff, you just kind of learned that organically through just kind of having to do it.
Yeah. Just looking to see what we were already doing and just trying to follow that model, or, you know, searching mm-hmm. for answers to what I'm trying to do.
Now, so tell us how you found out about the project and how you kind of got involved in it.
No Agenda Listener.
Oh, there we go. Even in years, Oregon, so. Huh? Hmm.
Yeah.
we've saved some people up there. So, okay. So you heard about podcasting 2.0 from No Agenda and then just decided to check it out. What was the path?
Yeah. So I came over and started listening. And then when Podfing became a thing, you know, I started messing around with that. And that's where Podfing.watch came from. And then, you know, used to have that horrible URL before. And then, you know, decided to keep it up. Instead of just a proof of concept, kept it as a running thing. And so, yeah. And then, you know, I can't remember if the docs or the website stuff came before or after, but, you know, originally we didn't showcase podcasts on the site, and I can't remember if it was a episode or one of the dev meetings, someone brought it up. And so then, you know,
Dev meetings, man, you're going back 3 years when we had dev meetings. Remember that? In the beginning, we'd have like a Saturday dev meeting.
All hands, everybody,
let's talk.
Steven was like every one of those, you know. You maintain the, is it two different NPM packages? Is it one for the index API and one for Podping?
I don't have any NPM packages for podcast index. I've provided updates to one from someone else.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But you have a JavaScript library for Podping, though.
We have in a Git repo, we have a watcher, just JavaScript watcher library that's just there for example code. Okay. It's based on what Podfing.watch is using, but just in plain JavaScript instead of React, which is what Podfing.watch is using.
Oh, but Podfing.watch is using React.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the React thing I keep bringing up because I'm fascinated by stuff I don't understand. And it's sort of like this sick fascination that I have. I would to watch people build stuff with this thing that I don't, you know, ever use or have any experience with. Is it the right choice? This gives me a chance to ask you some stuff. In your opinion, is React the right choice for something like the Podcast Index website? Or is it just good enough? Or should we like re-engineer this thing or what?
I'd say it's good enough. I mostly don't do web development, so I haven't looked at a bunch of the different options that are out there.
Python stuff is all backend?
Yeah. It's just, you know, it uses to test the products. There's a bunch of communication interfaces, and so we're talking USB or serial or stuff to the hardware devices, so.
Alex said, wow, you're putting Steven on the hot box.
Yeah.
Answer questions about pipelines and frameworks, Steven, go.
What's the main thing that keeps you interested in the project? I always like to know about that because, you know, today is probably the first time you're even really receiving sats as a split of anything because you don't really have a split, I don't think, in most, and you should, now that I think about it. You should have a permanent split.
We've done a split for a while.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I had a split and an episode that I
one episode. On episode. Oh, that's no good.
So yeah, that was interesting. You know, and then
how did that feel?
It was good. You know, it was nice to see, you know, just it happening and what it looks like, you know, since I don't do app development that, you know, would see it normally. I don't have a podcast myself, so it's not something that I would normally get to see.
Okay, can I? I want to have a quick. Can I call a vote here? I'd like to make a motion to put Stephen Crater, because we don't have enough splits. Can I put Stephen Crater in our block? Here, so moved.
Second.
And approved. Okay, you're in for good now, Stephen.
All right. Thank you.
But you got 10% for today, like most of our guests. So, or actually, it's probably a top end guest. I know. So I don't. Do I could do 10% or 5%? I can't remember.
Oh. I don't know.
regardless.
This is all scissors. I have no idea.
It is a lot of scissors, but we really appreciate what you're doing, man. It really makes us look professional. It's great to have you in there. Tell us about Transcriptator, because that just came kind of out of the blue.
Yeah, I think it was Mitch had posted on the social about someone to try to deal with all the different format types. And I commented that, you know, it's something I could look at. And so I started it, and then it went okay. You know, it was my first NPN package that I've published. And so there were some learning curves there. And then, so it came together fairly easily. Now it's just supporting it. And, you know, I hope, you know, it's useful for people that don't want to deal with parsing all the different file types. They just send the file data to Transcriptator, and it sends back the JSON blob of all the segments. And then, you know, I recently added support for different ways of combining segments. So if you're, you know, if it's by word, you can tell it, you know, I want
I love
line
that.
Lengths of 64 characters, and you know, it'll just deal with it. Or, you know, or even if it's not by word and you can still combine them to stay under the length, it'll do that. And
so tell me how all that, why did you write it in JavaScript first rather than Python, if that's what you're most comfortable with?
Since Mitch asked and all their stuff, JavaScript, I wrote it in JavaScript, and that's what most of the web's, you know, based applications are using, some type of JavaScript. So it's useful for them. And
that's a kind of a constant thing. So many people's sort of stack is built on JavaScript, and it's like you can make things work. But it's almost like you have to adapt what you're doing to like the web stack rather than, because otherwise you have to spin up a web server, like a VM or something, and run this thing, or a Docker or something, and then you got to make an interface for it to get the data out. I don't know, everything ends up like all roads lead back to JavaScript, unfortunately.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, from my understanding, a lot of the web, you know, is now leading on JavaScript, either on the front end or the back end of some type. And obviously, the bigger the site, you know, the more they may do Python backends or, you know, PHP stuff, but JavaScript seems to be super popular.
Let me throw something at both of y'all, because I've been working on the dashboard.
Dashboard.
I've got something for you. I've got some legit stuff
here. I am ready. I mean, you've been teasing this, like, oh, I did it. I scuttled it. I did it again. I'm like, all right. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm jitty. So I'm jitty with it.
Go.
Oh, here we go.
Let's see. Go to your Stephen. You've got an API account, right?
On the website. Yes. You're going to ask me to log in my API account. I don't think I know what that is anymore.
Is this not possible?
You should have prepped me for this one, brother. Let me see.
Do you not have a password?
Well, did I? I'm sure, but let me see.
Steven, you can go log into this.
This may not be something that I can pop into that quick. Let me see.
Yeah,
Hey, I just got my Bitwarden. I've been using that religiously for about 2-3 weeks. So thank you, Dave. Yeah, that's secure.
No, that's not your password.
Oh.
No, that, okay. That's a feed. That, I'm, oh. I'm setting you up here. I'm setting you up.
Oh, okay.
And I have my screen blanked out on the stream, so I'm all protected.
I see. Okay, yeah, I can't do this. I can't do anything here.
You can't log in.
No, I don't know where it is, brother. I mean, it's on a different system, probably.
Well, let me give you my password.
Now you're talking security. Okay.
Yeah, so, this is the way real security happens. This is here.
How, yeah. Okay. Hey, Move It has nothing on us, man. All right.
Yeah, so, small company security. That's right.
So where do I go? What URL am I going here?
Okay, let me
I'm going to podcastindex.org. Hold on a second.
API.
API.podcastindex.org.
That's right.
Oh, wait. I may have it. Running with the sun. Oh, guess what? I'm in. I have my own.
Oh, you found your scissors.
I found my scissors. Okay, I got API keys is where I am now.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let me unclose my screen.
I can delete it from here. That's not a good idea. I'm a publisher.
Let me log in.
This is so sexy.
Okay. So up at the top, you see the search now.
Yes, search I do. Box? Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. Okay. Yeah. Put the feed in that you sent me earlier.
All right. So, just put in that feed URL.
Do do do. Oh, scan, reset, delete. Bam. I'm going to scan it right now. Woo! Scan. Nice. This is sexy.
Let's not get too carried away. This is ugly as sin, but.
Scan is green, reset is yellow, delete is red. This is good for me. What's this checkbox next to its number?
Okay, let me copy this out and paste it in here.
Hey, you guys in the chat, you want my key? Hold on a second.
All right, wow. So let me search that. Yeah, okay. So do you see how it shows up like shaded orange now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. That means it's in the queue to be pulled.
Oh, okay, got it.
Okay, so if it's just white. Like normal,
then it's good
then,
to go.
You know, yeah. Then you're good.
It has a priority -1.
That's right. Yes.
So can I change any of this stuff, or no? I can't change any of that.
Not yet. Okay. So here, ooh. So let me give you the rundown here. So if you see where it says podcast GUID, and it gives you the GUID.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So click on that. Click on the GUID.
Okay, it pops up two identicals.
Yeah. So this, the search box, you can search by term, like phrases. You can search by
gender.
Feed you.
No.
Yes. You can search by keywords. You can search by feed URL.
Mm-hmm.
You can search by podcast index ID, or iTunes, you can search ID? By podcast GUID.
How about iTunes ID? Because one of these has an iTunes ID and shows the generators Captivate. And it seems
is why I love you, is because you asked about the one thing that I did not put in for search.
I do this because I love you. Yeah, but I can see here that the index ID is older, has a lower number than the one that is below it.
Yes.
And that is the Buzzsprout feed URL that you gave me. So I'm going to figure that this Captivate one is the one I need to delete.
Yeah. So the other way around. No,
interesting.
Because the 599-8786.
Yes.
That is the one that's right because it's got the iTunes ID. But here's secret sauce, though. Secret sauce number two. And this is what makes it more, this is what makes this thing complicated. Click on the iTunes ID where it gives you the number. Just click on the number.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. It resolves to feeds.buzzsprout, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Okay. So that when you click on the iTunes ID, it does a Apple lookup to find what URL Apple thinks
associates with. Yes. That's the one you want. But the boys in India are going to love this.
So this dashboard, these scan, reset, delete, that only works for you if you have an admin account.
By the way, people in the chat room, if you're listening, there is a live video stream where you can watch Dave's side of this, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. I got it on my stream. Yeah.
As an audio product, this is really lame.
It's terrible. Yes, this is horrible.
But
I wanted to see, like, I made Steven an admin so he could see this too.
Yeah.
Because he's now the reluctant web front end developer. against his will. So what's complicated about this, and this is why I chose this example. So we have two feeds, and this is a common thing that happens within the index.
Yeah.
So you get people that bitch about duplicates in the index all the time. This is why it's hard to resolve, because what we have here is we have two feeds. One of them has an iTunes ID associated with it,
right,
pointing, and the feed URL in the index points to Captivate.
Right.
This podcaster went to iTunes and changed their feed URL in Apple's directory
from
Captivate to Buzzsprout.
Gotcha.
But there's no redirect. So now what we have is we discovered organically through Podping, we discovered their Buzzsprout feed. So we have two feeds now, and they have a conflicting URL. So what needs to happen here is that the duplicate, the 643-5683 needs to be deleted, but also the feed URL for 5998786 needs to be changed to the Buzzsprout feed. So this is something you can't,
can't do that yet. Yeah.
Right. So what you have now with this dashboard is you have a basic set of tools. You have scan, reset, which will destroy all the metadata, all the episodes, and just reset the thing from scratch.
Reset it to what? Reset it to what?
Well, it blows away everything we know about the feed and then sends another poll.
Okay. Now, why is there a checkbox next to the numbers?
That's in progress.
Okay.
Here's the idea.
You know what I do with this one? I just delete them both. Screw this guy.
It's like, you give it 30 seconds, you're like, no, you're gone.
You're gone. Delete. Thanks for this, Dave. I love this.
That is actually a beautiful way to solve the problem.
Yeah, it'll fix itself eventually.
Okay. Yeah, let's not do that, though. Okay. Adam's nuclear solution. Yeah, dust off and nuke it from orbit. That's the technique.
So here, mark here's duplicates the, yet?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you about, Steven. So... here's my idea. I want you to sanity check me. Okay. The only way I thought of to handle a situation like this was to put a couple of check boxes, like where you could say, okay, these, you could check box both of these and then have another button somewhere that says basically merge these two together. Mm. And then you could do it in a way. You would have some sort of way that says, okay, merge these two together, but this one is the primary.
Right.
And it would mark the other one dead, drop a pointer to the correct one in the index, and then do a resolution on the URL to find out what the correct URL is and fix it.
Right.
I mean, this sounds super messy, though. I mean,
no, I can do this. Seriously, I can already, just looking at this, I can already solve 95% of the issues.
Yeah, but this specific issue, though, I don't know how to model this in UI.
It's a hunting and fishing podcast. Who cares? Delete.
This, like, so
there's a. There's a UI on Ancestry, like when you're building your family tree, when you find a new record, you can like associate the two people and then like all the different attributes, you can tell whether I want to keep what I already have or pull from the new data. UI may be interesting.
Okay. So you're saying that what I could do is like, you could put checkboxes on the duplicates and then say, I don't know, do something like resolve duplicates. And then it presents you with sort of a sub UI that says, which stuff do you want to keep?
Well, can I just interject? Yeah. It seems to me like, okay, so what we know is the one we want to keep is the 643568, three and the older one, 5998, blah, blah. But we want to suck the stuff over. Right? So right. Just have an arrow between the two that said, suck it this way, suck it that way. That's just, does that make sense? Or is that not a good way to do it? Just merge it down or merge it up? And then delete the other one.
Okay, that works as long as it's just two. We had one the other day that was three.
Wow.
I mean, you could always do it in two steps, combine two, and then
yeah, that's true.
People have no idea what goes into running this kind of index, do they? They have no idea what we run into. I love the decentralized nature of podcasting. This is what happens when you centralize it. This is the stuff that we run into. It's amazing. I want to congratulate you for putting this together, Dave. This is beautiful. I mean, I get what's happening and I understand the issues.
And what happened, a great one the other day was we did have one that had three. One of them was a Spreaker one that was old, that was just a dead feed that they never deleted. Got that, killed that one. Then there was two left. It was two separate Apple IDs, both of which pointed to the same URL.
Nice.
So I'm like, yeah, dude. I mean, really, you need to just clean your stuff up. So I just, you know, at that point, it's like result undefined. I don't know.
I love, though, that this bottom one says last scanned 2023-06-23-13-25-42, because that's when I hit the scan button.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That is so cool.
So this, let's see, let me look.
We're also doing a podcast, so I want to make sure that we.
No, people love this. Oh, this is great. Yeah, this is great material.
Okay,
yes. Okay. Search for
this is Emmy award winning right here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, search agenda. For no agenda.
Oh, good. I get to blow a whole bunch of people out of the index.
Yeah, and now click on your podcast GUID on 41504.
Okay. Oh, that's the iTunes ID. Sorry. Podcast GUID. Yep.
And now look at all the duplicate GUIDs.
Uh-oh. How does this even happen?
Yeah, because, well, you got the Opus feed. Somebody didn't program it right.
Yeah, but so Currying the Keeper, I thought we changed that.
Evidently not.
Is it the active Currying the Keeper, or is it an old Currying
the Keeper? It looks like an old Currying the Keeper.
You got two Currying the Keepers?
Yeah, I see. It says fee.na show notes, CATKRSS.XML1.
Okay, well then that's a bad one. You can just delete that.
Oh, I finally get to nuke my wife. Bam, you're dead. You really sure? Yes. Boom, dead. And it's gone. Okay, now let me make sure. And there is, it's still there. I nuked it. Maybe I have to refresh the search.
Maybe
it's still there. It didn't. Oh man, you gave me a bogey. You gave me like one of those FBI things where you give the guy a detonator and say, "Hey, yeah, man, go pretend you're going to blow stuff up," and it's just an empty button.
Did you get the cell phone that doesn't do anything?
Yeah, it's still there.
Did you hit? I'm really, really sure.
Yeah, I want to do it again. Delete. It says, okay. "Do you want to mark her in the keeper as dead? Dead? Dead?"
Dead to me.
This will remove the podcast from being listed publicly and will hide it from API resources. Confirm. Are you really, really sure? Yes. Refresh. And it's still there at the bottom.
Okay, this is a bug.
That's what I do. This is what I do, Dave. Hold on, let me just
scissors.
See. So, but when I search for Curry and the Keeper, I get only one result.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back to no agenda and, oh, interesting. Oh, wait, I click on my podcast GUID and yeah, it's still there. Okay. So that's a bug, but it's not showing up in the Currying the Keeper search, which is good. Okay. I see what's going on here. So there's a torrent feed, which has the same podcast GUID, IPFSpodcasting.net, which has the same GUID. Interesting.
Yeah, right.
Then it has feed.na show notes, feeds.noagendaassets, noagendalight.glump.net. Sexy. That's cool. The Opus feed. And then the feed.na show notes. So there's a, okay, there is a real, a true duplicate, which is feed.na show notes and feed. No, that's a, that is a true duplicate. It's a, it's.
I wonder if this is showing dead feeds also. I need to check. I think it is because I could not
find the Curry and the Keeper, so I may be showing dead feeds. That's what it is.
Okay, I need to fix that. That's the bug. Okay. All right.
Can we take a little break here and do something else for the people listening?
Well, yes, but I think this was important to go through because we have...
Because I found this, a bug as usual. Yeah, that's why we do it.
Yeah, but we need to enlist other people to do this.
Like, I would like
to have, because people have been asking to help.
Yeah. Oh, we can use the help because it's going to be a lot, but it's also dangerous because you may look at this and go, oh, let's delete all these other, these duplicate no agendas. And that's, you know, right. Because the No Agenda Torrents, which I think actually may be a dead feed, but IPFSpodcasting.net. Let me rescan that sucker. Because that, I think that's the correct URL for IPFS podcasting for No Agenda. It's not current because it last scanned 2022. So that, you know, that's an edge case that needs to be looked at, and it certainly should have a different podcast GUID.
Yeah. So we have to figure out, I'm thinking this is the way that this would work is we would give initially... We would give access to these controls to just a couple of people. Like Cridlin has been begging to help. The people we give curation to are going to have to be people that understand all of the technical details of how this stuff works.
May I suggest that we start first just by handling incoming stuff and get a handle on it that way?
Yes.
Because that's where we're going to find a lot of these cases. And, you know, I do that triage and I'll look at it and go, okay, I don't know what to do here. I don't want to mess it up. And then I'll defer to you. And that will be something we fix.
And then I'll send it to Steven and he'll get it all fixed.
Yeah. And he'll document it.
Yeah.
All right. Now we need to take a break. And it's time to run with more scissors.
Oh.
Yes, it is. As you know, we like to ask our guests to select a song from the value for value category, which can be from Podcast Index. It can be from NLBeats.com. It can be from Wavelake.com. Anywhere that it has a value block included, we asked our guest to do that today. And he sent me three choices, and I have selected one. I'm going to give everybody a little time to stall if you're listening live. I don't know if PodFriend does it live yet. Otherwise, if you are listening to this on anything other than CurioCaster, PodFriend, and I think if you have the latest Podverse, you'll be able to support the artist by streaming your sats and also PodFans. I think PodFans does it. Do they do it live yet? It wouldn't surprise me. Sam Sethi's got it probably working live, but I'm not sure. I'm sure he does. I know he has the value splits working on recorded stuff. So if you would help us with this scissor exercise to boost the following artist, that would be great. What I selected was Handle It by Lazy. Steven, any particular reason you like this song?
No, I was scrolling through Wavelake and I just random and found it and sounded good. So I added it to the list.
Yeah, you selected three. One of them was really slow. I'm like, oh, man. After Dave goes through his whole imagine what you're seeing on the screen. Also, this is about 3 minutes, so I really liked it. It has no intro, so I'm going to give a little scissor to it. And everybody, please boost this artist, particularly after the fact. But if you can do it live, they'll do it live. It's Handle It from Lazy. Scissors. Every day, never stop, gotta find a way. Keep on hustling, never quit. Pushing through, you can handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day. Handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day. Handle it. Gotta keep grinding, handle it. Never stop, gotta find a way. Gotta keep grinding, handle it. Handle it. Gotta keep grinding every day. Handle it. Gotta keep grinding, handle it. Never stop, gotta find a way. Time. That's right.
Glow stick is the name of that?
No, everyone was saying they're looking at you on your stream and said you needed glow sticks.
Oh, I was reading. Well,
you should have been bopping around. No, that was Handle It by Lazy. It's L-A-Y apostrophe Z. Yeah, okay. different kind of song for the Friday. Up and poppy in tempo. I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Alex mentioned, he said it's nice to have this intermission in the show, like where you get a little break.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly.
It's pretty cool.
I'm a professional pronunciator, man. I know how to do this stuff. This is exactly what needs to happen. Whew. This is good. I really, you know, Mitch has got his, we've got the time. What is it called again? Time value split. That's what it's called. Yes.
Time value.
He's got that set up. So once that's propagated, you know, Oscar is not far behind. Yeah, time for a music show.
I got a call with another app developer on Monday, hopefully, to talk about value time splits and that. So,
is that an existing app that is already in here?
I'm always nervous about saying because I don't want to reveal the spoiler or whatever.
Is that new kids app, right?
It is. Yeah. It's the kids pod. Yeah. It's kids pod. Yeah.
Kids. Something I want to talk to about both of you about, because all of it, I think it was saw it post on podcastindex.social, project P92.
What the heck is that?
Yeah. That's the Meta new Twitter competitor, which apparently P92 is trying to get together with Mastodon admins. Since they will be using either something that's compatible with ActivityPub or maybe ActivityPub itself. You guys heard anything about that?
I just heard a bunch of Fediverse sys admins were signed some sort of thing that they were going to all block it at the same time.
What? They're going to block it? Really? Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
Am I wrong about that, Steven? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
But they're going to block it out of principle right off the bat. They don't even know what it is.
let me see if I can find it. It was just like it was some sort of like a pact or something like that. Yeah. You know how they, I mean, this is the same group of people that blocked No Agenda Social 5 minutes after it started. I mean, it's like, it's just,
yeah, but that's rightly so. We are a bunch of KKK Nazi quadroons full of free speech. Free speech. Yeah, we have no business being on the Fediverse.
Well, Facebook, I mean, it makes sense to block. It doesn't make any sense to block it since Facebook is the fourth largest podcast platform.
that really says a lot about all of these surveys, doesn't it? I'm so tired of them.
Well, that it relates back to... I think what I said last week, or I tried to say, maybe, you know, I don't think I was very clear about that. That's why the podcast industrial complex is going to follow the money.
Yeah.
And they will say everything. If they'll say anything as a podcast.
Yeah.
If there's money in it,
they're going to wind up. They're all going to, I kind of like it. And this goes back to Todd. And I love his excitement. I love Todd's vigor. I love his passion. And you know, you can bust on him as much as you want, but you know, get your own .com. He's absolutely right. And, you know, and that's just the truth. You know, you need to maintain your own identity. You need to have ownership over it. And I think you're right. The podcast industrial complex will go where the money is. There may be money at YouTube, and you know, and everyone's going to have to really, because you know, if you don't have a video product, you're not going to get a lot of play on YouTube. They're not going to feature you, so get ready to invest in cameras and makeup and whatever you need to do to make it interesting. That uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not so worried about that. I mean, Spotify is literally before our eyes proving that they could not monetize the network. They could not do it. You know, their big new hire is Trevor Noah, and apparently he's not going to be a Spotify exclusive, so we'll have an RSS feed on all platforms. And, you know, so great. So what have you really become? You become a podcast studio who overpays celebrities, stuff that you probably can't, I don't know, Trevor Noah may be monetizable. But he's not completely brand safe and suitable.
He's not very funny either.
Well, there's that issue. he rubs a lot of people the wrong way, which is fine. A lot of people love him, but I don't know. I mean, it's good that they're going to put him on RSS, and I think we're really going to see a split. I mean, let's be very clear about it. It'll take. I love No Agenda Tube, and I think there's a huge future in this. But it's not going to really be seen as any recorded video competitor for a long time. For live, yes. I think right away for live with the install base of the Lit podcast apps, yeah. I think it's going to be, especially with the boost feature built right in, it'll totally be competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, after the fact, storage and bandwidth, you know, it's like, that's why people flock to Rumble and Brighteon and YouTube and whatever, is because storage, no one wants to pay for stuff for video. And, you know, if you're serious about it, if you really care about what you're doing, what you're building, you know, you probably just do a podcast, podcast.
Fetty Pact. That's the name of that thing. They're doing a Fetty Pact.
Wow, that sounds super gay. Fetty Pact.
Fetty Pact.
Sorry. I mean, I don't mean it that way. Fetty Pact. There's a lot of stuff under Fetty Pact, which anti-meta, maybe you have to add to it.
P-A-C-T. F-E-D-I-P-A-C-T.
Yeah. No, I don't...
TLDR, this is evidently from inside. This is evidently from them themselves. It says Meta will only federate with select larger instances from the beginning. There will be contracts which also provide for financial compensation for the instance owners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good. and there's an email. It looks like this all originated from an email from somebody at Meta.
Rebecca.
Rachel.
Rachel. Yeah, Rachel. Yeah. Rachel, right.
Did you see that? Did you see that email?
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for the email. Let's see. You may have heard of P92. I'm reaching out because Instagram is interested to host a roundtable on June 27th from 11:15 with Mastodon server admins to seek feedback and guidance. This conversation will be off the record as the team may discuss confidential details that should not be shared with others.
So they're going to pay admins?
Weird. Evidently, they're only going to federate with certain people, and they're going to, I'm assuming they're going to pay, they're going to try to compensate these.
For the traffic.
For the traffic, because they're just going to blitz them. With all the federation's going to just rock their world. Yeah. That may be honestly, that may be one reason to block them, not for ideological reasons.
Just for the traffic and the bandwidth, image storage. Storage is really a big thing with Mastodon storage space.
Yeah.
That's a big, okay, whatever.
You brought it up.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe there was something exciting, but you know, it doesn't. No,
I've got something better to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, please.
It's about the dashboard. No, I'm just kidding. No, this, I thought this would be good to have this discussion with Stephen on the show because, Stephen, you've been, around since the beginning of this thing. And so I had a good long conversation the other day, and Adam, you got a heart out.
I do have a heart out.
Yeah. So let me know when you need to wrap it up.
You have about 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Okay. Well.
Well, until we have to do boostograms and people. Stuff. Okay. Yeah.
So I had this conversation. Me and John Spurlock talked on the phone maybe a week or two ago, and we were talking about whether or not the whole concept, whether or not to include anchor feeds. Yeah, we've been round and round about that. And so we had this nice long conversation, talked all about it, pros, cons, and all that. And so I sort of came to this where it ended up really was this idea. He was like, well, what we kept, I kept saying, well, I'm not sure these aren't podcasts. A lot of these things in Anchor, they're not really podcasts, and we've been around this. I don't want to rehash it again, but he sort of asked this question. He's like, well, what do you want to be in the index? And I realized that. So it really boils down to this. What I want is for, if somebody searches for a piece of content, let's not even call it a podcast at this point. When somebody searches the index for a thing, I want them to be able to find it.
Okay.
That's the best way I know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason I think that is important is because there's going, that eliminates an entire, all kinds of stuff. If you say that, because just, we could go out right now and we could spider the internet. And we could find 10 million RSS feeds that have enclosures in them. But that's not, most of them are not going to be what we think of as a podcast. And I'm trying not to get too technical with this because this really does boil down to sort of like the Larry Flint, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that in this discussion, but if you boil it down to, okay, if somebody searches for it, I want to have it so they can find it. Well, then you can sort of reverse engineer that and say, okay, well, what does that mean? And I guess I'm talking about what is a podcast, not in a technical sense, not in a, it's a piece of media in an enclosure in an RSS feed. We all agree on that. I'm really going one layer above it and saying, how do I turn that sort of desire that if someone searches for it, they can find it. How do I just turn that into criteria that I can use to make these sorts of decisions? And this is absent of content. I don't even care about the content.
Mm-hmm.
But well, there has to be something where you can sort of take the philosophy of that idea and convert it into an answer of something that you can take action on.
Well, let's go back. If someone doesn't search for it, then it doesn't belong in the index? Is that what you're saying? Let me go back. I still don't understand the problem you're trying to solve, other than 5 million is bullcrap because 2 million of them or a million is nothing. It's test stuff. It's poop. Which just, I think, if I may, to me, it feels a little bit like my wife with her text messages. Like she has to delete them and clean them out because it doesn't feel good. Is that off base? Just because you know that there's junk in there and makes you feel unclean? I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
I know. I can tell you are. There's no... Okay. Have you ever tried to find something on archive.org?
Yes. It's a horrible experience. It's a horrible experience. Yes. Okay. So that's what we don't want. I'm in total agreement.
Yes. You cannot find anything. You end up spending 4 hours digging through stuff and you still don't find what you need.
Right.
The only way you find it is by Googling for it.
Correct.
And hoping for a link that points back to archive.org. Yes. That's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to avoid clogging up the index with so much extraneous stuff.
Okay. All right. How about this?
That it gets buried.
Now, is there a way to query Anchor, by the way? There's no search query for them, is there?
Yeah, you can. You search podcastindex.org.
Well, that seems more like a search. And search, of course, is massive voodoo. You know, it's very, very complicated. You can say, well, the concept of search, I don't find it because we've basically degraded a whole bunch of junk. And then, well, I'm really looking for, you know, I want to look under the trash pile.
Yeah.
That still means you have a lot of junk in the database. And I have a feeling that just that unclean, because I feel it too. I mean, I do. It's like our database is beautiful. I don't want, you know, crap in there that's just nothing. It's just test stuff. Mm-hmm. But the problem is one man's junk is another man's treasure.
But if you have so much junk, you can't find the junk or the treasure. You know, that's really the issue. And it like...
Yeah, but isn't search one of the hardest things in the world to do? I mean, isn't that exactly the reason why Google, so Google got there by ranking, by inbound links, you know, so if there's a way, I mean, we don't really have the data. I mean, basically Google has all the junk. They're still able to surface stuff. Then of course they have their own agenda, what they surface and why they surface it. But that's like your panda, you know, whatever the latest Google algorithm is. It's more of a search problem than a excluding anchor problem.
Yeah. And I'm kind of moving beyond anchor. Like I don't so much care about that.
Okay, so search. Well, search is a real problem.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking... Here we could bypass this whole.
We have a guy. Idea. We have a guy, by the way.
Who do we got?
Dino. Dino just.
Oh, he's Bing at .io guy, right?
Yeah. So Dino, he has a company, and what he does is he literally goes into companies, gets their millions of documents and crap and whatever, and makes them findable.
Does Dino's company do things for free?
Yes. He did Bing at .io. Okay. He did it for free. No, in fact, you know, he was about to lose a client because he could not provide transcripts for phone calls. I'm like, dude, stop right away. You got to talk to Nathan because he's doing this super fast. Was it transcript.fm?
Yeah.
And so you got to talk to him. And so, you know, they made a connection and he's like, and he hit me back, said, oh man, thanks. This may save a whole client that was about to lose. So, you know, I think he would be more than happy to help us figure this out. He has skills. Now, granted, no agenda, which is what is connected to Bing at .io. We have the transcripts. We have every single article. We have the freedom controller, basically. Output everything in XML, was OPML. You know, but he tied into the image database, no agenda art generator. Now he's connecting with Dreb for the and Hypercatcher for the chapters. So he knows what to do. He knows what he needs to get in order to make something. And we'll ask him. We'll just ask him. But I'm sure he would be happy to help us out. Why not? We'll give him a split.
Okay.
Add another split to the value block.
27 splits in this thing. Yeah.
Next problem. How do we do all these splits in our value block?
Yeah, Mitch is sweating bullets over there every time we add a new split. And like, ah.
But Cotton Gin makes a good point. He says it's not for free. It's value. It's value. You know, he'll get the value back for sure. I can see that.
I mean, we have a way to... this leads into a plea that I have real quick. I would really implore all of the podcast hosting companies to, as fast as possible, as quickly as possible, implement the pod roll tag.
That would help a lot. There you go. There's boom.
We need signal.
That's our signal. Right on. I never thought I would agree with Cridlin on this one. Yes, we need signal for this, for sure. There you go. That's the answer. Or at least it's an answer. It's one of the answers we need.
And I don't even care if it's user curated at the moment. I mean, like it's not even going to be visible in the feed. If they just start throwing some pod rolls in there, I don't care what it is. Just give us some signal about what is popular on your platform.
Yes.
So that we can make sure that when people search for things, they can find it.
Great idea. That's the way to go. That's a great idea. Totally.
Sweet.
Wow. Well, we solved it. Oh, what a great board meeting. I feel so good. We've done so much. We've accomplished things.
We bored everybody to death with a dashboard. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think people kind of thought that was compelling, especially with my with my delete button.
Your play-by-play really brought him into it. Yeah.
Now, Steven, are you still awake?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay. So you're going to have to document all this. So, you know, be ready for it.
You're doing the minutes, right? It's the board meeting.
That's what the transcript's for, right?
Exactly. Bingo.
Let me think.
We need somebody. That's one thing we need. And that needs to be part of transcript.fm or Transcriptator. You can convert... Yeah, that needs to be Transcriptator. I want a minutes mode where I can pump in the transcript for the board meeting and it spits out some minutes that we can give to the SEC. Yeah.
All right, let's thank a couple people. People have been boosting like crazy. This has all been coming in live. 2222 from Gene Bean. Someone providing search for the index would be a great showcase to use as a demonstration to clients. Exactly. I think Sir Deanonymous, I'm not sure what he is on podcastindex.social, but maybe just Dean. I think that's D-E-A-N. I think it's a great idea. Cotton Gin 7637 says, go podcasting. Dreb Scott, boosting while listening live at our local amateur radio field day setup, 173.88, so 1073.88. That is an official baller. Thank you, James Cridlin, setting us up. He got us with new baller stabs. Tomorrow is official field day for the Hams. I will be, we're in Austin, we're staying overnight, but... when I come home tomorrow, I will set up. It's all weekend for field day. This is when Hams go out with their battery rig and their portable antenna and make some contacts, work some people. that's what we call it. 73 is there. Kilo 5, Alpha Charlie. Looking forward to it. What's your call sign?
Saving the world.
Dreb, I don't know what Dreb's call sign is. We have
KC4NXA.
Tom Tomsky. GPT-4 Go Podcast Index Cleaning. Oh, yes. I guess ChatGPT. Maybe we can have them search it. Not a bad idea, by the way.
Yeah, I could see it.
I can see a large language model helping us find stuff.
Yeah.
Comic strip blogger. Steven Crater. 30,000 sats. He says,
wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Stephen Craig just sitting there. He wasn't listening to us. He's busy boosting. during the song, he says, thanks to the Wave Lake randomizer, which nice. Is how I think we got to Lazy's. Then we have Captain Egghead, 1810. Thank you very much. And he has a little, scissors and running with scissors emojis. We got Martin, 1,000 sats. Podfriend doesn't do it live yet. Now that I'm fun employed, I should have time to implement it soon. Yes, if you want a kick-ass developer or manager, because that's, you know, he wears a suit these days, Martin from Podfriend is definitely your guy. I love that they give, in Denmark, they give people garden leave.
That sounds fantastic. I'd
like a garden leave. It's like,
me too. Yeah,
it's basically extra money.
Universal basic income. Yeah, it's socialism.
Yeah, oh, it's Denmark, happiest country on earth. 10,000 sats from Mitch D. Great to hear Steven on the show. Transcriptator makes it easy for us to support all the transcript types in podcasting. Thank you for creating it. And I'm sorry I introduced you to JavaScript. Let's see. Gene Bean with another short row of ducks. And he says, here's an image I found of the Ancestry merge duplicates. Let me just see what that is.
Oh, is that in the...
Oh, he has an interface. Yeah, it's ancestry.com. It shows how you merge some of these trees together.
Oh, can you send that to me? Can you post it to me?
Signal it
to me.
Yeah. Yes. Let me do that right now so I don't forget. Hold on a second.
All right.
That's actually a pretty cool interface. Thank you, Gene B. 66,666 from Lavish. Ugliest Sin Boost. Yep, no kidding. We got you. Then we got a nice row of ducks from Boober. 22,222. Also can confirm there are definitely students out there who know how to build theater sets with lumber and tools. How do I know? I teach them how to.
Oh, nice.
Good. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Captain Egghead with 1010. We got another from Boobery, 33,333. He says, did a value time split music pre-show last week, and it worked. 169% would do again. Okay. I'm working a country festival this week and have been telling lots of folks about this magic. Beautiful.
100 freaking percent.
5,000 sats from e-podcaster. Speaking truth, RSS is freedom. Podcasting 2.0 is democratization of content ownership and monetization. Go podcasting.
Go podcasting!
We got Macintosh with 2,100 sats. I'm a registered independent. Kennedy might be the first Democrat I vote for. Macintosh, Generation Bitcoin podcast. 2222 from Anonymous with a big boost. Uh-oh. Absurd observations. What is going on here? 444,444 sats.
Wow. Woo! What is that?
Says, appreciate everything you both are doing. It gives podcast producers hope. Keep going. 100%. Sincerely.
Fire.
Dame of the Absurd, a.k.a. Absurdient and Absurd Observations. I believe she is Mr. Robot's better half.
Oh, thank you. Nice. Thank you, guys.
Absurdient.
Yes.
We have 13,333 from CMC Sun. CMC Sun. Thank you for all you do. Thank you. Alwyn.
This is a lot of live boost.
Yeah, wow. This has been good. 21,212. So 21,212. Nice little palindrome there. Alwyn says, you can now boost by simply paying a single lightning invoice on conchax.app/support for all the lazy ones that still don't use a modern podcast app. Whoa.
Oh.
Let me check that out. Hold on a second.
So you can just launch an invoice and pay and it comes through as a boost.
That's
actually pretty rad.
That's badass. Support your favorite podcast. There we are. We're right top left. All right. And then share this page, episodes. And then you can, let's see, what can you do? Support the show with a cup of coffee, with a beer, with a custom amount.
Well, this was your initial idea last week when we were talking about possible deplatforming of V4V.
Oh, yes.
Because you throw this into your funding tag, all of a sudden it pops up in a web view and you boom.
Wow, this is so cool. Hold on, let me just log into my Albi. Of course, we need to use Albi.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
But it's a lightning invoice. You could pay for it. You could pay it with any app, right? I mean, like Zeus.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Whatever.
It's telling me to log in. So let me see. Cup of coffee. Support. My name is Brown Orca. That makes nothing but sense.
Optional
message. Blah, de blah. Oh, create lightning invoice. Let me me see what it does, if it goes straight through to Albi or not.
You get a Bolt 11 off that?
Yeah, you get a Lightning invoice. Holy crap.
Yeah.
This is smart. Yeah. This is smart.
Like Castomatic, you could hit the funding tag, pop this up, the invoice, Bob's your uncle.
My uncle's name is Don.
Don's your uncle.
All right, I just got it here. Let's see. I'm doing it with Breeze approved, 4,200 sats, which is a cup of coffee. Wow. So it should come through on helipad now?
You boosted us? You boosted our show?
I did. Okay. Oh, it's processing all these different I got confetti. Very nice.
Did all the splits? Is that this? Did it do the splits?
Let me see. It says Boostagram for podcasting 2.0. And I don't know if it did. Okay.
I heard it.
Holy crap. And it came through. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So this is sort of like the split kit.
Yeah. I wonder where the splits are being made, because I don't think the splits are being done in, it must be the splits are being done somewhere. I hope somewhere, I guess. Yeah, they must be
So we have a fallback, beautiful. You've got the split kit or the contracts. This is good. This is good.
This is very cool. Okay. Woo! Love that. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Now we have CMS Sun again with 1111. Need to put some more sats on this. Yes, you do. C-Dubs 10101. Live item needs a social interact tag so BoostBot can put its posts as replies to it. Oh, now there's an idea. The live item needs a social interact tag so the BoostBot can put its posts as replies to it. Do we understand that?
I can't tell you. Steven, can you translate?
Yeah, it sounds like if there's a Mastodon social interact in the live item, they'll post the BoostBot messages in as a reply to it.
Yeah.
And Mastodon.
People think this is like a donation segment. This is actually a strategy session.
Yeah, this is so lightning smart. Round. This is what this is.
Lightning round, exactly. Good idea, C-Dubs. And C-Dubs was sending that from the index. CMC Sun again, 3333. Podverse still crashing on me sometimes, but it's working amazingly well since the last Android update. Absolutely, that's what happens. Also, go podcasting. And then we have, let me see, Eric PP, 33,333, no note. Another Gene Bean with a short row of ducks. He told us about the Golden Book of Chemistry. You can find it on the Wikipedia. Pfeiffer with 4444. He says he's in the boardroom. Podcast Index is where it came from. Harv Hat with 10101. Thank you very much. Another 3,000 from Martin, boosting for the Boost Boys. Thank you, Martin. And a boosting for World Peace. For 3,000. Yes, we should all be boosting for world peace. Let me see. We have, where are we now? What, 2 hours ago, we got a test from Jade Centipede. That probably is coming from contracts. Yep. Where they're just making up names. Beautiful.
Stephen B's in the house. He's throwing split kit links.
Oh, everywhere. He is. He's like, hey, wait a minute. Let me get in on this action. Split kit links. All right. We might as well do that while we're at it. Let me check his. Hey. The Podfather. When all of a sudden if you click on that link, his split kit link, I pop up and then I hit the boost. I don't know if it's doing what.
Oh, wait, that's you. Podfather, host of No Agenda Boost.
Yeah.
Because you're the current speaker.
Conference. Right. Oh, and it just switched to Dave.
And it switched to me. What the heck is going on? What? It's blowing my mind.
This is so cool.
How in the world is this? It's voodoo.
But when I boost, how come I'm not getting any money? There, I'm back again. Oh, is he doing? Did I just get a boost with money just by saying that? Oh, is that an iPod? Stop. You're blowing my head up.
What is this?
This is crazy, man. This is some crazy stuff.
Steven, what the hell is going on?
This is badass, man.
This is sorcery. Yes, this is complete sorcery. Now,
I wonder if it's switch. I mean, it can't be switching. He has to be doing that, right? I mean,
the PodSage creator, freedom controller, maintainer of the index, lover of wisdom, hates roosters in Miami. All true. All true.
I'm here, host of No Agenda. Oh, wait.
I had a cameo on Swamp Thing.
Boosting for Swamp Thing. Wow. Okay. Everyone's just blown our minds here with all this stuff that you're putting together. This is so beautiful.
Okay, so this goes through Albie. So you have to be logged into Albie to get the boost, I
but
guess.
Logged into Albie.
I'm not logged into Albie.
But I don't know if the boosts are it says blockchain. I'm not getting a feedback. Oh my. Maybe I have to log. Oh, log in. Oh, there we go. Oh yeah. Okay. So log in. Oh, this is too crazy. Let me see if I can authorize. Yes, of course. All right. Now let me see if I boost. Oh, now it pops up the note. Okay. Blah. And let's send 1,000 sat. This is so cool. And I got confetti. All right, so that should come through on my node then, I guess. I don't know where it comes through.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks, Stephen, for posting that. So that's an exact...
Yeah. Yeah, I posted a link to the back end that Stephen B posted the other day.
This is...
I missed this. I completely missed this post.
Well, I saw the post, but I didn't know what it was supposed to do. But now we know. This is... Okay, between Conshax and the split kit... We are rocking.
Yeah, we this is full fallback territory is what this is. I mean, like...
But this thing is perfect for the... and I don't know how the splits are set up, but this thing is perfect for the Bitcoin Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
You could have four people on the stage, have four pictures.
But Stephen B., are you clicking something that's changing this?
He must be.
Okay.
No, he must be clicking something.
I mean, if there's live transcription going on that's flipping this.
Now then I'm just gonna quit. I'm just gonna quit. Dave, why don't you take us through the other boosts that we've received and PayPals, if any, and let us know what's happening.
I've got to turn off the split kit because it's gonna be
it makes you crazy. It's so cool. Yeah,
the alpha waves go. Marco Arment, $500.
No, hold on a second. Baller. Oh, wow. Sakala, 20-inch blades on the Impala. Thank you, Marco. Thank you. Beautiful, man. That is some great, great support there. Really appreciate it.
Shot him an email this morning about sending some stuff to him. I'm just waiting to hear back. Buzzsprout, Tom and Kevin and the rest of the crew over there, $500. Baller. Woo. Sakala,
20-inch blades on the Impala. Thank you. This... And just when we really needed to, we got that big database going. So this is really helping. Thank you so much.
To answer your question, James Cridlin, the reason we don't spend more time on the donations through PayPal is because nobody ever writes us any notes.
That's right.
Yeah. They just
dump cash.
Yes.
Cash dump.
Not a lot to say. Yes. Except thank you. Like 100 times.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, Lindsay Jarrett. Not sure who Lindsay is, but Lindsay, he or she sent $50, and this one has a donation message.
Oh, good.
The donation message is donation.
Well done.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate that. Don't know who you are, but
we appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Got a right in the under the wire skin of the teeth. Got a new media show donation from Todd for $50. And Todd says, go podcasting.
Okay. Thank you very much, Todd. Go podcasting. Give him a little baller there. It's just because it's fun to play.
And he just signed this Todd instead of Todd and Rob. So I guess that means they're still mad at each other.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be a shame.
It's going to be a while. Disappear. I don't think it'll disappear.
I'm not sure if it's Ryle or Riley. R-Y-L-E Davis. Send us $5 right under the wire. It says, love Riley. The hot index talk.
Thank you very much. I think it's Riley. Probably Riley.
Riley. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Let's see. That's our PayPals. We got some boosts. Let's see here.
Got one more boost that came in, a couple that came in late, actually. Okay. From Mr. Robot, $44,444. So he says, confirm the better half heard Adam needed a refill of some climate change for propane to keep the show going. Go podcasting. Thank you, Mr. Robot. Thank you. Yeah.
Let's see here. We've got 1,138 sats from Stephen B. No note. There is a note. It says 1,138 is a bell boost. Dave, ooh, what's your cat's name?
Bell boost.
The cat's name is Boss Monster. That's what? The cat's name. It's a
balls.
It's my daughter named it
Balls Monster.
Not Balls Monster. Boss. B-O-S-S. Boss.
Oh,
Monster.
Oh, Boss Monster. I'm sorry. Boss.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you say boss. Yeah. But I'm from Alabama, so I say boss.
When I was in Amsterdam, when I was 19, bachelor, but I was on TV and, you know, I had my own apartment and everything. And I had a cat. I rescued a cat because I was lonely. And it being Holland, I named the cat Dickhead because I thought that'd just be kind of funny. No one really knew what that meant. Certainly not back in the 80s, but the cat moved with me to New York. And the first month, MTB put me up in the Mayflower Hotel, which is no longer there, Columbus Circle. It's kind of like a rock and roll hotel, but it was a real night. It was a New York hotel.
Okay.
And I was going to MTB during the day. And my wife at the time, she had accidentally let the cat had walked out of the hotel room and was nowhere to be seen in the hallway. So she went down to the bell station. She said, You know, we have the cat here, but, you know, the cat got out and we've got to find the cat because, you know, what's the cat's name? So you have these bellhops, Dickhead, Dickhead. And there's another Adam Curry classic story.
Yeah, you don't want to go screaming that around New York.
Hey, you're they found get a lot him. Of responses they found you don't him. Want. They found him. They do. He lived to be 23. Crazy bastard.
23?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And we had to put him down. He wouldn't even go. He couldn't walk.
Yeah. He refused to die. Yeah, he was like, you're going to have to kill me, mother.
Yeah. He was badass cat. Very badass cat.
Eric PP, 33333 through the Boost CLI. No note. Thank you, Eric PP.
Thank you, Eric PP.
Oh, grass-fed beef sent 1111 to Podverse.
Okay.
Says Calyx OS and Pop OS for the win.
Nice.
Kniga sent us 3521 through Podfriend. No note.
Thank you.
Got a row of ducks from Gene Bean, 2222. The transcripts in Pod. I don't know what you're trying to say there, Gene.
But we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Whatever you're saying.
Gene sent another 1,000 sats. He's to Podverse. He says, testing Podverse for the first time in a good while.
It worked.
Test successful. Yep. Gene Bean, 8649 through Podverse. He says, the way transcripts are displayed in Podfriend is really cool. Unfortunately, boosting from iOS doesn't seem to be working right. So I'm sending this from Podverse, which also has some nice transcript scrolling. Having all these choices is awesome. He sent another message for 2048, a 2K boost. He sent, how come you don't use Linux for the studio computer too, Adam?
Oh, I wish I could. The only reason I still use it is, well, actually there's two reasons. I really like Hindenburg as a recording and editing software. They don't make it for Linux. I know there's other ones, and so I could totally replace that. But the M-AirList, which is a Windows product, which I've completely customized. The guy he's a German developer, and you pay him, and, you know, he has an actual business. Radio stations use this. He has talked about making a Linux version, but there's so much going on that he says it really just isn't quite appropriate yet or whatever. And don't email me. Please don't email me your 5,000 programs. There's nothing like this that does it. I wish. When there is, I'll gladly change. And no,
email,
it doesn't
email
work.
You wine.
No, it does not work. It's not under wine. It's not a great product under wine. No,
don't email me your wine config.
Please don't.
Harv Hat, 10,101 sats. No note through Podverse. Thank you, Harv Hat. 2222. Fat Odell sent through Podverse. It says, "Go podcasting."
Yeah, you better believe it.
Go podcasting.
Joel W. sent a satchel of Richards 1111 through Fountain. He says, had an employer issued iPhone, used it for crossbow practice after being forced out. Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, aka Sean McCune, sent 10,000 sats to Castomatic. Says, tunes.
Nice.
Okay.
By the way, I'm just thinking, Sean, when we talk to Stephen B, I'll get in touch with you. I think we're talking to the Bitcoin guys, the Bitcoin Magazine guys this week.
Yeah.
And it would be super cool while we're doing the Zoom call to have the split kit just switching?
Rotating.
I'm just saying, nuts. Let's talk about that, because that would be a dynamite way to show them what's going on. You know, have three people and then highlight a speaker. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we can do. But you're a successful test. And there's Dickhead the Cat just showed up.
Oh, with a boost?
Yeah. I'm boosting Dickhead. I don't know if Dickhead has a wallet, but Dickhead is getting a boost. That's on funny. The fly. Nice.
That's quick. Alex had a good idea the other day to write an OBS plugin that would put the boosts, that would burn them into the screen in the live feed.
Oh, beautiful. That'd be cool. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Okay, Boostergram, Gene Bean, again, 2K says, I'll happily boost quality audio anytime, Dave. Oh, thank you. And he says, if you haven't already, you should listen to some of the stories on Darknet Diaries. Yes, I do like Darknet Diaries. I don't listen all the time, but I do like that podcast. Row of Ducks, 2222, test boosting from Podfriend. Everything came through. Martin sent us a row of ducks through Podfriend. He says, boosting a row of ducks for science.
Yes, let's hear it for science.
We got some test boosts there. Sean T. Rennery sent us 5,000 sats through Fountain. No note. Thank you, Sean. Mitch D. got a bunch of dev boost tests from Mitch Downey. Everything's looking good, Mitch.
Seems to be up working appropriately.
Yep. Kevin Bay sent 100,000 sats.
Ho! Oops. That didn't sound like enough. Hold on. There we go. I'm all confused. I'm out of control. There we go. That's the one. I like that one with the explosion. That's my favorite right there.
Let's see. Kevin says, I'm just a podcast dabbler, and it always amazes me when Dave helps solve issues I create through my technological ineptitude and 10 thumbs on the keyboard. In honor of the dedication and service Dave provides to people like me, I've started a personal podcast index endowment fund by setting aside $1,000 in an interest-bearing account.
Wow.
The monthly interest will go to Podcast Index through PayPal. I will build this balance slowly and pledge to donate it to an official fund should someone start one.
Oh.
Wow.
I love that. I'm gonna hit you with a Tarzan. Thanks, man. What a great idea. Love that.
So kind.
An endowment. Yes. We got our first endowment.
We're well endowed. Mitch D. Thank you so much, Kevin. Mitch D, 10,000 sats through Podverse says, boosting the value time split underclass is a jam.
Nice.
3333 from Chad F. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Martin. That's it.
Mere Mortals Podcast 2222 through Fountain says, just a little plug here for the Value for Value Podcast Season 3 that I'll be kicking off next week. Have finally done my P2O V4V BTC homage on the Mere Mortals, and so have my structure worked out. I moved it over to Blueberry, so hopefully we'll be joining the lit ranks barring any technical mishaps. So look out for that. Yes, very nice. I will get you hooked up.
Very nice.
Kyron. Let's see, 5,000 from Sir Alex Gates. Thank you, Alex. 5,000 sats, no note. Thank you, brother. Anonymous, 10,000 sats. Castomatic, no note. Got Chad F, 3333, says, let's go. Testing VTS on iOS beta in Podverse.
Good. It works.
Borlaug, 10,000 sats through Podverse. No note from Borlaug. And we got, Lyceum sent a Satchel Richards. Could a boostergram of 1111 sats be appropriate as you are dancing around the maypole? How do you celebrate midsummer, Adam and Dave? Martin Lindiscock.
I think it's still a Satchel of Richards. That's stuck. We can't get rid of that.
Yeah.
But thank you, Martin.
And we got the delimiter.
Comic strip blogger. Yes.
33015, the now fired from the AI.cooking show.
No, don't say that. No, he's not fired.
I'm kidding.
You're going to get emails. You're going to get DMs. They parted ways amicably, and Comic Strip Blogger continues to support the podcasting 2.0 ecosystem as well as the podcast. And we appreciate that.
Just messing with you, Comic Strip Blogger. Howdy, Dave and Adam. Unleash your inner fury with Planet Rage. Hosts Larry Blydner and Darren O'Neill dive into hot button issues from politics to pop culture, stirring up the debates you care about, share in their rage, laugh at their commentary, and challenge your perspectives. Don't bottle it up. Let the rage out. Join the journey through Planet Rage. A tour is departing now. Visit them at planetrage.show.
Comics or Blogger, always supporting the podcast. So much appreciated, man. Really do
Thank
appreciate
you,
CSB. That.
I appreciate that. And we got some monthlies.
Monthlies,
yep. Yep. We got Trevor at Xenor. That's $5. Paul Erskine, $11.14. Thank you. Michael Goggin, $5. Charles Current, $5. Thank you, Charles. Cone Glossbach, $5. Sean McCune, again, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, $20. Thank you, Sean. Christopher Reamer, $10. James Sullivan, $10. And Jordan Dunville, $10.
Dudes and dudettes, thank you all so much for supporting Podcasting 2.0, the project. It's value for value. Dave and I started this 3 years ago. Look at all the people who are providing value, sending value around. Every value, every piece of digital value that comes in goes into liquidity for us. Make sure you hit me up if you need a channel. It keeps the node running and liquidated, nicely liquid. And of course, we're able to pay the bills. We really appreciate that. If you'd like to support this because you got some value from the show or from the project, go to podcastindex.org down at the bottom, two red buttons, one for your fiat fund coupons. I'm thinking maybe now we'll replace the Tally coin with maybe we'll put in the split kit and we'll put in the contracts. I mean, we're doing some amazing things here. It's very, very fun to see this. And of course, special thanks to our guest, Stephen Crater, who joined us today. Stephen, again, thank you so much for all the work you're doing for this project. And you can expect a continuing split in the value block. And of course, today should be fun to be watching.
Yes. Thanks for having me. You're welcome.
A man of so many words. We love him for that.
I've been told that.
All right. Well, a little bit past my heart out, but who cares? This has been a great show, a great board meeting. Man, all companies should be run like this. No profit. Amen. It's perfect. All right. Love you, brother.
All right. Love you too, man. Okay. Let's do it again next week.
Yeah, let's do that. Chat room, thank you very much. Stephen Crater, thank you very much. And all you boosters out there, thank you for listening to Podcasting 2.0. We'll be back next week right here. See you then.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting!
Don't believe the hype.